This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 22, 2024, the Big Mistake Edition. We begin with that story from Bloomberg, which reports that Goldman Sachs filed a lawsuit against the government of Malaysia amid festering disagreements about the 1MDB scandal and the settlement that Goldman got from Malaysia. Why is this a big mistake? Well, it reopens the settlement. Why on earth would Goldman want to do that? I don't care what the Malaysian government did or didn't do. You never want to reopen a settlement on something this bad. So head scratcher at best. Maybe a big mistake. Maybe Goldman knows what they're doing. Next up, from Reuters and literally every other business publication across the world, the U.S. government has sued Apple, accusing it of monopolizing smartphone markets. Yes, the DOJ has sued Apple, saying it's used its powerful demand for iPhones and other products to drive up the price and hurt smaller rivals. Now, Apple joins the quartet of big tech companies sued, including Google, or I guess Alphabet, Meta, and Amazon. Well, good luck. Next up, from NPR, the ongoing corruption trial in Vietnam has reached new heights today as the Vietnamese president, Vo Van Thong, had resigned after a little over 1 year in the position. This makes him the latest official to leave office, likely implicated in an intense anti-corruption campaign. Although the criminal prosecution is not related to his situation, it still really speaks to the overall corrupt nature of the Vietnamese government and even the Vietnamese Communist Party. So another politician bites the dust in Vietnam. And a final story today comes for us from the Wall Street Journal, from the regulation section, not Risk and Compliance Journal, where we typically get stories from. But Elizabeth Warren wants the SEC to take a look at the independence or not of the Tesla board. This has obviously been the subject of a lot of debate, and it's unclear, I wouldn't say it's unclear, it's pretty clear this board is not independent. And of course, it's all around the $65 million or so dollar contract that the board awarded to Elon Musk that the Delaware Court of Chancery recently held as invalid is the driving force behind this inquiry. So it's going to be interesting to see what the SEC does. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.